Today, we'd like to see the title of The Last Called Laborers in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 34. To a non-worthy people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 16, so the last will be first, and the first the last, for many are called, but few chosen. In the context of the parable of the kingdom of heaven, what does the last called laborers mean? And what to learn and how to apply it to our lives are there? Question 2. In verse 19, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and third day he will rise again. In this context, what did his disciples respond to, and what to learn and how to apply it to our lives are here. Last question in verse 34. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received the sight, and they followed him. Explain the method to heal in the sight of the Lord, and what to learn and how to apply it to our lives are here. In the last time, Matthew chapter 19, verse 30, but many who are first will be last, and the last the first. Many who are first in the world, such as celebrities, billionaires, heroes, idols, politicians, or the most powerful people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, or who are carnal Christians, will be lost. But many who are lost in the world, such as the faithful believers who are ministers, businessmen, or other workers, will be first according to his judgment. Verses 1 to 16, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. The parable of the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner hiring laborers for 9 in the morning up to 6 p.m. in his vineyard. Jesus gives us more parable about the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of God who resides in heaven. Every Christian would live there through faith by grace forever, and also might experience the kingdom of God on the earth, wherever it is ruled by God the Spirit. Now, when he had agreed with the laborers for 10 denarii a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and he went out about the third hour, 9 o'clock plus six. So others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, who also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went. Again, he went out about the sixth, 12 p.m. and 9th hour, 3 p.m., and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went out and found the others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, called the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. and 11. And when they had received it, they complained or murmured against the landowner. The laborers are hired at the third hour, the Hebrew time, or 9 a.m. complained against the landowner because they were paid equally with the last call at the 11th hour or 5 p.m. for 1 hour labor. Here, complaining, murmuring, or contentions are the work of the flesh against the spirit. So Exodus chapter 16:2-3, that's a cross-reference. Israel people complained, murmuring against God. Galatians 5:18-26, that's a totally flesh work. Then 12, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour. And you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered, landowner answered, one of them said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for denarius? Take what is yours and go your ways. I wish to give it to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own thing? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first the last, for many are called, but few chosen. Verse 13. In verse 2, the landowner promised to pay a denarius in exchange for laborer's labor performance in vineyard for a day. By paying equally, the landowner did not wrong to breach his part promise, because one denarius payment promise in the agreement. Upon complaining upon that, they did not believe the landowner promise, like the unbelievers of God's promise for salvation in John chapter 16. So whether or not you believe. So 16, that is question 1. In the context of the parable of the kingdom of heaven, it's observed that, number 1, salvation is only God's gift or grace. One crucified criminal with Jesus on cross was saved near to death by the Lord without the following water baptism ritual time. If a person on his deathbed does accept genuinely Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, he will receive the same eternal life that you and I have received, only in God's choice or God's hands. Number 2, when God gave the last called laborers the opportunity to labor, they were faithful to the opportunity, even to 1 hour, 5 talents or 2 talents. God wants us to be faithful to whatever opportunity, such as evangelist, father, mother, carpenter, physician, minister, and so on. Number 3, God wants God the spiritual work, not flesh work, in you, because the flesh is nothing good, but only God is good. Therefore, as of a Christian, he or she can work by the Spirit, because the Spirit dwells only in Christian. Any flesh works will be burned in his judgment. Number 4, the important thing is to know what God has called me to do. Calling is 2 types of calling. One is special calling to be a Christian from unbeliever status by the Lord. The other is a personal calling to build up the body of Christ, such as Timothy's holy calling of the world ministry. So the last will first, holy calling up first, and the first the last is a state in Matthew 19, verse 30. as many who were oppressed in the world, such as celebrity, billionaires, heroes, idols, politicians, or most powerful people who do not believe in Jesus Christ or who are called Christian. Will be lost, but many who are lost in the world, such as the faithful believers who are ministers, businessmen, or other workers, will be first in His judgment. Many are called, but few chosen. As many are invited to Christ through the gospel, but few believe in Him. That's a matter of God's choice, because God works in him or her, both to will and to believe in Him. Many at many felicities are invited to Christ. All cross references right here, you may read them. Then verse 19, question 2. And deliver Him to the Gentiles, mock and scourge, and to crucify. 70, first of all. Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn Him to death." Verse 19, "And deliver Him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day He will be rise again." Verse 19, question 2. The death on cross of Jesus, the Redeemer, to give His life a ransom for many, in verse 28. In the form of a bond servant, not equal with God, was personally called by God the Father. Likewise, Jesus taught every follower of Jesus to deny himself, to take up each personal calling, like Jesus' cross called by the Father. And to follow Jesus, the perfect example of how to follow the Father. Now, in the third time, Jesus has told His disciples about His death and resurrection. But it's awfully hard to accept something in disagreement with your presuppositions. Like here, the second part of the resurrection, which His disciples did not believe. In verses 20 up to 28, for the first position of the worldly kingdom of Jesus. Later, even after Jesus' resurrection, Thomas and disciples who were traveling to Emmaus did not believe the resurrection word of God until the former is putting his finger into his print of the nails, and the latter were rebuked by Jesus in slow of heart to believe it. For example, some believers evolution as a science, even if there is only overbroad observation without experimentation or testing 1.5 million or billion years ago, rather than one part of a million or one part of a billion. So all cross references right here. Then verse 20, then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him and her son, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, said, "You do not know what you ask." that is the heavenly kingdom, not worldly kingdom. You will be able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, to be baptized with baptism that I am baptized with. They said to him, we are able. 23. So he said to them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand, on my left, is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father. James and John's mother misunderstood the kingdom as a worldly kingdom rather than the heavenly kingdom. The cup was the suffering and death which Christ faced for the Father's will. As James and John answered, we are able. James was martyred by Herod, and John was exiled into Patmos for Christ's sake in full. The baptism means a full immersion into water. Here, full into suffering death for Christ's sake. The Father would prepare for either to sit right, left, or another seat among the 12 throne seats. All cross-references right here. So you may see that. 24. And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. Great displeasure of other 10 disciples was against James and John's high position of the worldly kingdom. That's a flesh matter. Sometimes I concern seriously that our service to God is not always with pure motive, like the compelling motive to love Christ. However, even if a person serves God with an impure motive, such as to compete or to defeat another ministry, I would rejoice as long as Christ is preached, like Paul. 25, but Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. A leader in Christians or in the kingdom of God has a servant mind or a heart, as Jesus the Lord's mind, not considered equal with God in the form of a bond servant to give his life a ransom for many, unlike the rulers of the worldly kingdom, like his washing disciples' feet. So ministers or servants ought to seek to serve his ship for him, not to be served by his ship. So that's the point in John 13 up to 15. Jesus showed his disciples what's the fit. So unlike his worldly kingdom, like ruled over Gentiles, like worldly kingdom. Then is 27, and whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. 28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. Up to 30. At Jesus' time, they were the lower Jericho and the higher Jericho, like the time of Joshua. Mark and Luke singled out the two blind men by writing one blind man came to writing that one blind man came to the upper Jericho. Here in Matthew, two blind men left from the lower Jericho. The son of David is the title of Messiah, as Isaiah and Jeremiah prophesied. So you may see, you know, cross reference right there. So 31, then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, and they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." They cried out all the more, showing their earnest heart to need desperately to open their eyes. For example, earnestly desiring the best gift, which are many types of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. So you want to see, you know, really the fruit of Holy Spirit, agape love, that is can exercise many the gifts of Holy Spirit, the kind things, faithfulness is one of them. Earnest desire to meet the Lord in heavenly habitation. So that kind of thing, cross reference right there. So 32. So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So that is earnest desire. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received the sight, and they followed him. Here the Lord's method to heal the blind man was touching. But previously the Lord anointed clay on the eyes of a blind man who washed them in the pool of Siloam. Here humans develop some kind of formula, a pattern to follow, resulting in a man-made frame. God is never bound by human frame. God's thoughts are more than the sand of the sea. God always are higher than human ways. For example, in history, number one, in 16th century, various denominations, systematic theology used for the frame rather than for means to understand the scripture. Number two, in history, the developed church missionary frame pattern up to 19th century shut up for the frame rather than for new wine in new wine skin, not to spill wine the substance. So fast running time, accessible to increased knowledge, reachable in large area, various races, culture, internet, MP3, or new ways, not to interfere with the spreading the gospel and the Word of God into the uttermost, the end of the world. That is the substance. So all cross-reference right here. So we may see right here, so God so blessed the Shijian International Conference. So you may see, you know, many angle, you know, the Holy Spirit touches, you know, each participant heart. So give us his direction, and the PTA, and continue to keep on prayer for them as the ministers. And last one, keep on prayer for innocent victims of persecuted Christians to be delivered from persecuted countries such as Sudan, South Sudan, Afghanistan, Peru, you know, as well, Burma, Latin America, North Korea, Syria. And the middle is Latin America, you know, as well. But let's sing all together Maranatha song on bulletin.